From the News Center, a news focus.
It's been 37 years now since the first organized movement to bring attention to the dangers of breast cancer occurred in the United States. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so today we look at an important question surrounding the topic. Who should consider genetic testing for breast cancer? Dr. John Turner of Evangelical Community Hospital, surgeon and clinical co-manager of the Thyra Humphreys Center for Breast Health, said consideration should include age and risk factors.
The starting point, however, should be risk-based. Patients who have a family history and calculate at a risk of 20% or greater should start at 35. And then, of course, for patients who have a family member who is diagnosed under the age of 40, then they can start 10 years younger than that.
Dr. Turner said Evangelical offers patients a CARES program to determine if they need genetic testing, which is a survey patients are given to help doctors make calculations of risk.
Two calculations are done. One determines whether they meet the National Comprehensive Cancer Network criteria for genetic testing, and one calculates their lifetime risk for breast cancer. If they meet the NCCN criteria for genetic testing, then they are red flagged. The day before their visit, we pull their record and we create a sheet for them, and they're offered genetic testing while they're there. You just place saliva in a test tube and it's sent off to the genetic testing company.
If the calculations find a patient has a lifetime risk of 20% or higher, they're offered a follow-up. The results tell physicians a few things.
The risk, it depends on the gene that they're positive for, if they're positive.
He says other mutations have different levels of risk, and doctors would create similar follow-up plans for those with 20% risk or higher. One in seven women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.